We are learning Mesechtes Bava Kamma Daf Kuf Gimel Amad Beis, and we are starting the Mishnah on Daf Kuf Gimel Amad Aleph. Zok the Mishnah. Hagoizla es chaver shava pruta. Someone steals from his friend a shava pruta, v'nishba loy, and he swears that he does not owe that money. Yalechenu acharav l'modai. The halacha is that he has to return it oy to modai, which means he has a chiyav hashava. He has a chiyav hashava. And especially when you steal something and you deny it, the pasuk goes like this: Oy mikas she yeshava a love l'sheker. If you make a shvul l'sheker, if a shilam oisay beroyshay v'chamisha zav, you give a keren and a chaimish, and you also have an asham. And it says there, lo asherhu lo yitmenu b'yemashmasa. You have to give it back to him. So the special halacha that it's more chomer than a regular returning geneva. When someone swears and denies it, so first of all he has to give a chaimish. And he has to bring an asham. And he also has to be yoylich achar rav l'madai. He has to go all the way to Madai to return it. And lo yitin lo yilvnoi, lo yoslucha, he can't give it to his son or to his shliach. That means it's not called a hashava until it reaches the nigzal himself. Aval noyisan shliach bezdin, they could give it to shliach bezdin. Which means that it's takana in a case where it's too expensive to go on the derech. So we allow takana rabbah, we'll have him give it to shliach bezdin, and the bezdin will hold it for that person. V'imeis, if the nigzal dies, then yachza yarshav, he give it to his yarshav. Nosan loyis hakeren, b'loy nosan hazachaymesh, let's say you return the keren to the nigzal, to the guy who got stolen from, b'loy nosan hazachaymesh, he didn't give the chaymesh yet. Or machal al karen loy machal al chaimish. He was machal on the karen, which means that keilu paid the karen, but he was machal on the chaimish. Or machal loy al zev al zev. He's machal everything. Chutz apachal shavu the karen. Besides, less than a shavu prut in the karen, which means only less than a shavu prut left in the karen. The halacha is ain tzarach leilech acharav. You don't have to go after him. You don't have to go bring it to him. Which means like this: the din to return it to the nigzal self is only on the karen, only on the principal. But on the chaimish, there is no chiv on the chaimish to return it to him. There's no chiv like that. And therefore, you could just give it then. The halacha is, we don't have to return it, which means you could say, tell an exile, send a message, I have your money. Whenever you're ready, pick it up. I don't have to go all the way to you. The farshim speak, yeah, that's pashut. If the ganiv jumps town, it's pashut, he has to go back and give it to an exile, even without making a shvua. Here we're talking about a case where a guy stole, the nigzal disappeared. So the halacha is that if you're a regular ganev, you could just say here, call up the nigzal, say, look, I have your ganeva, pick it up whatever you want. But if you made a shavua, so it's more chomer, you got to bring it to him. You're not mekayim your mitzvah sashava until you bring it to him. And this dim mitzvah shava is only on the keren, not on the chaymesh. Vayter in the Mishnah, noch lo es ha-chaymesh, v'loy noch lo es ha-keren. You paid the chaymesh, you didn't pay the keren. Or machal ha-chaymesh, loy machal ha-keren. You were meich on the keren. Machal lo azev azev, chutz v'shava prut of the keren. There's still a shava prut left in the keren. You have to go after him. That means for the principal, you got to go all the way to Madai to return it to the nigzal. You have to return the keren. Nosan la'esa keren. So that adkan the halacha of hashava. Right in the Mishnah. Nosan la'esa keren. Let's say you return the keren to the... This is a case where you swore and then you were moided that you owe it. So you owe now a keren, chaymish asham. Okay, so you give the keren back to the nigzal. Then you say, the chaymish I paid already. And he swore, v'nishpulei l'chaymish, and he swore on the chaymish. The halacha is, the top of base, now invite the Mishnah on base, harezim v'shalim chaymish al-chaymish. Since you deny the chaymish, you got to pay another chaymish on the chaymish, achi yismayit ha-kerem v'shal pruta, until you mayit ha-kerem v'shal pruta. Which means, you have to pay for that chaymish, you have to pay a chaymish on the chaymish, because now it becomes like you're denying a new payment, you're denying the chaymish. So you deny the chaymish, you have to pay now chaymish on the chaymish until she smay the kerem shav pruta. What do those words mean? From Rashi, it's mashma means that even if the chaymish comes out to 1/5 of a pruta, then that's still mechuyev. Ad she smay the keren shav pruta until the keren is less shav pruta, even though the chaymish alone that you're denying is less shav pruta, there's still a chiyev on that. That's a meduyik from Rashi like that. The Meiri learns different, but that's how it's meduyik. But upon him, that as long as the Karen stole a shav pruta, there's a problem. V'chein b'pekadoin, shenemar b'pekadoin, it says in the pasuk, b'pekadoin, oy b'sumas yod, oy b'gezel, oy oishes emisoy, oy matza aveda, v'kichesh boy v'nishba ha-sheker. The pasuk says that this din, that if someone denies a chay, if he pays the keren, the chaymish, the asham, is not dafka by geneva. It's also for other things. Like the pasuk says, nefesh kisechta umar lamar b'ashem, kichesh b'amisa, he denied on his friend, which means, I never took something, I never washed something for you. Or b'sumas yod is like a hava. Or b'gozel, or oshak asamisa, that's talking about schar sachir. All those cases, or matzah aveda. It's another case. Five different cases is possible to have in care of Chayim Shalashem. What are the five cases? You have Gzela, Pekadoin, Hava, Schar Sachir, and Aveda. All these things. Let's read it inside. Pekhem Pekadoin, Shnem, Pekadoin, Shnem, 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 has this din. HaRezim Hashem, Karen Chayim Shalashem, we'll have a din, Achiev, Karen Chayim Shalashem. Ad Kan, our Mishnah. So the first discussion in our Mishnah will be, in our Gemara, will be the part of our Mishnah that says that you have to return the gzela all the way to Madai. And it's mashma in the Mishnah, dafka if you made a shvu on that. Zokta Gemara, nishba loy in. Loy nishba loy loy. This whole chiv that you have to return something all the way to Madai is only if you made a shvu. But if you didn't make a shvua, then there's no chiyuv to return oy to mother. That's the way in the Mishnah. And like we spoke out, so what do? You just tell the nigga, if I have the money for you, pick it up. So I money, lo rab tarf nor rab akiva. This is not like rab tarf nor rab akiva. Where's rab tarf nor rab akiva? Tell me the Mishnah. Learned the Mishnah, it says like this. Gozal echa mechamisha. You stole from five people. You don't know who you stole from. Every guy is saying, you stole from me. The loch is mniach gzela b'neim. You put the gzela between them umistalik, and you say, "Here, I'm not taking care of the rav tarfin." Tosfos speaks that wasn't mean you throw it there and let them fight the cats and dogs. It means you put it, give it to a bezni, give it to a third person. You say, "Here it is. You guys work it out and figure out who gets it." That's rav tarfin. And you yaitz the mitzvah hashava that way. You stole from one of these guys. You don't know who it is. Everyone's fighting. You know what? Here it is. I'm done. That's the loch of rav tarfin. Rekiva, you may know. Loizu adarach, which is the avera. This is not the way to get out of it. Actually, shalom gzeila l'chol echav echav. You have to pay each one of the five. You want to get yotzi a mitzvah, you have to give each one. Now the stoma is say with a shvuah, say with a shvuah, same achloikus. That are you yotzi a shav or not? Tarfon says, yeah, put it right here. Kiva says, no, you have to give it to each guy. So money, who's our mishnah like? Irab tarfon afagav the shtaba m'niach gzeil b'neim m'mustalik. It's mashma from the stoma of this mishnah that even if you made a shvuah, you still can say, here it is, take care of it. So here also, I can say, I'm not going to Madai. Here it is, pick it up. So a mishnah can be Rav Tarfon. E Rav Akiva, Afikav lo yishtaba amat shisham gzeil chol echad. And if you're Rav Akiva, it's mashma. You add a shvua, you have to give it, hand it to each guy. So our mishnah is not like Rav Akiva or Rav Tarfon. Verse is no. Lo yishtaba Rav Akiva. And both Rashi and Tosfos speak out, we're trying to zet sound like Rav Akiva, because it's usually a stam mishnah is used like Rabbi Kiva is going to call Rabbi Kiva, because all Stam and Mishnahs are Tamidim of Rabbi Kiva, they go like Rabbi Kiva. So let Rabbi Kiva. V'chei kam Rabbi Kiva, atzam gzeil chol echav echad. And when does Rabbi Kiva say, you have to give each one, hechad ishtaba hu dekamar. This other Mishnah that we said, a Mishnah that says, the Mishnah's in Bar Metziah, or the Mishnah's in Bar Metziah, there it says that you have to give it to each guy, he's talking about a case of Shua, that's what it's talking about. Is when he made a shvua. My time with Omakro, like we read the pasuk before, the pasuk where shvua says you have to give it back to the guy, especially to my shvua. To the guy who's saying you stole from me.
Five people claiming you stole from me.
Not going on five people. Going on our Mishnah now. They also, okay, it's five. Yeah, also, I don't owe anyone. He's made a shvua to everyone. I don't owe anyone money. I never stole anything.
Yeah.
I didn't steal. I said I didn't steal anything. Didn't do anything. Make sure it's ma'ida. So within that case, he has to give it back to chol echav echad. So we're saying a pshat that Rabbi Akiva is talking about a case of a shvuah, and then everything is good. Everything's a shmak. So Rabbi Tarfon, if it's case is made a shvuah, so what's pshat on Rabbi Tarfon? So why Rabbi Tarfon say just put up the name? What's pshat? It says lashehu loy itzanadu b'mashmasa. Rabbi Tarfon b'mashmasa. Rabbi Tarfon afik of the shtaba. That even if you make a shua, still Rabbanon try to make a tekana for you. How do we know? The Tanya, Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Tzadok Omer, Takana Gedoyla Skinu, She'im Haitzia Yisera Al Karen, if the Haitzah, the price of the travel to go to Madai was more than the Karen, Meshalam Karen Vachemish Lebezin, Umevi Ashama, he gives the Karen as a Bezin, and he brings the Asham as Chapalai. And this is everyone agrees to this Takana. So Rabbi Tarfon said, look, you make a tekana for him, so he also make a tekana. We say, He doesn't have to go all the way down. He doesn't have to. Also, by five people, also you don't have to give it to all five people. You give it to one guy. It's part of the takana they made for him that you don't have to give it because you don't know who to give it to. You give it five times. You don't make him do that, and therefore you say it's enough maniach b'neim. That's the pshat of chagas of tarif and Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva ki avar rabban takana tehechad yadaman gazdei. When they make a takana, we know who you stole from. And the Hiddush Shaila is going to Mada, you make it to call for him. To come Hadla and Mana Lamare, he's going to give back, he knows who he's giving it back to. But, Goza Echam Echamish, Lo Yehoda Alaman Gaz, there's no who he stole from, Lo Yehoda Mana Lamare, the money's not going to get back to the original owner. They're all fighting over it. Lo Yehoda Bona Tekanta, we want to make it to Kana. So this is Cheshbin the Sast. It comes out, the Machloikis for Rekira of Tafra is a specific case. You made a Shvuah, and you don't know who you stole from. Rav Tarfon always make out the con of him. The poor guy has to pay five times? No, I'm not going to do that. Pay one time. Rav Akiva holds, no. Lamai says, you're not paying the right guy. You have to get five right. But when it's only one person, Rav Akiva also is masking as the con of the Rabbanon. You don't have to go all the way to Mada if it's a big price. So we're saying, our Mishnah is Rav Akiva. So it stems. Frank the Razba, our Mishnah agrees with Rav Tarfon also. Rav Tarfon also agrees that you have to go to Mada unless it's too expensive. He's only saying at the con of the by paying five times. So the Rav says, when it says Rabbi Akiva, means also Rabbi Akiva. It seems Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Tarfon. It doesn't mean Dafka Rabbi Akiva. It means Rabbi Akiva or and Rabbi Tarfon. We're sitting here to ask a question on this, but that's what we're holding right now. That our Mishnah could be Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Tarfon. Dr. Marvaiter, Masav Hunu Bar Yehuda, Rav Shimon Elazar, Linechku. So Hunu Bar Yehuda brings down a Tana, Rav Shimon Elazar. Linechku, Rabbi Tarfon, Rabbi Akiva, that Rabbi Tarfon and Rabbi Akiva don't argue on a case of mechira. They only argue by a case of geneva. So he's saying, Rav Shimon Elazar says that let's say lokach echad mechamishon. I bought something. I bought a lomo. And there's five guys claiming they sold it to me. Ve'ene dem ez lokach. I don't remember now. The all five guys are claiming you owe me the money. What's the halacha? Everyone agrees. Everyone agrees you can do that because there is no din that you have to last shehu loy yitenenu. There's no din like that. Only when you did a chait, you need a kapara, you have that din. Here, everyone agrees. You can just put it right in front of them, and it's fine. Umestalik. Aman nechlu. Where's the machleik? Shagazal echad mechamishim neyadam. He stole from one of these five people. There's no who he stole from. Shav tarfon aman meniach megzeil b'neim. Tarfon says you put the gzeil between them. Umestalik. And you say, have a nice day. Rabbi Kiva Imer in lo takana achi shalom gzeil lechol echad. You have to pay for each one. That's the brisa. So we zake daitoch the shtaba. If we're saying the machloikis is by a case of a shvuah, because that's what we said, the machloikis of a kiva is talking about a shvuah, and that's where he says you have to give to each one. That's what we answered. So that was a pshat that Mara said before that the case was a shvuah. That's where the machloikis of a kiva and a tarfon is by a case of shvuah. But if it would not be a shvuah, then Yitaka wouldn't have to give it back. So if the case is a shvuah over here. So then, mali lekech, mali gozel. Then, even by a lokach, if you swear that I paid already, you also pay keren chayis shayim asham. Like one of the cases were in the pasuk that we read before, to sumas yad, which includes this case, which would be like this: someone buys something, and then the seller says, "I need my money." He says, I swear I paid the money. That's the guy who says, and then you find, and then he says, "No, I'm moida." The lokach pays keren chayim asham. That's a lokach. There's din lasher loy than neru loy. So if we're talking about a shvuah. What will be the difference of the Lekech and the Gezel? Obviously, we're talking about Adeshvor.
We assume where the Lekech is denying anything.
Well, what's the case here? Rav Shimon Elazar is contrasting two things. He's saying, Lekecha is no Machlekes. Geneva is a Machlekes. What's the Machlekes of Geneva? By Shvor. So Lekecha is the same thing. You have to compare apples to apples. We're saying both cases are Shvor. And so it can't be, because if it's shvuah, then it will be the same exact halacha. It must be it's without a shvuah. And still, Rabbi Akiva says, when you did a geneva, you got to return it to the right guy. You got to do all five. And not now. So you see, Rabbi Akiva holds that even without shvuah, you have to give back to the right person. So our mishnah doesn't stem with that. That's the kasha. Kasha number two. Va'oi masav rava. In this next brisa, it's not like Rav Shimon Elazar actually. Masav rava, but you still see something from this brisa. Masav rava, ma'isav chasad echad. So lokach moshe b'adam, he made a purchase from two people. But it's not a geneva, a purchase. Lo yadei me'ezim lokach. You don't know who he bought from. Obal from Rabbi Tarfon. He came from Rabbi Tarfon. Amalei hanoch me'mecha b'nei mestalik. You put the money here, and you're good to go. But if you have a kiva, you don't have to come until you pay each one. Obviously, this price is argument, price of four holds, even like kichi have a slacha. But in any case, the Mara says that if Rabbi Kiva only said a case by a shvua, he'd never make a shvua b'shikra. He didn't steal. It was a lekicha. He didn't steal. Of course not. He didn't steal. He bought something. So if the its case is a shvua, he wouldn't make a shvua l'shek and then be moida. You're going to say that he swore b'had avachas, then became a chassid. But kol hecha the meaning ma'is b'chassid recha. Anytime the Gemara says ma'is b'chassid recha, it means oy Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava, or it means oy Rabbi Yehuda ben Rabbi Eloi. And both of them, Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava, Rabbi Eloi, Rabbi chassidim mikarava. They were always chassidim. So basically, we just slugged up the pshat. We proved, without any shadow of a doubt, that Rabbi Kiva says Zalachim were out of Shvuah. First of all, from the story of Ma'aseh B'chassid Echad, and the story before, which Mechalik did Lekicha and Geneva, obviously, if they were out of Shvuah. So Rabbi Kiva says Zalachim were out of Shvuah. So our Mishnah can't be Rabbi Kiva. Our Mishnah says, Dafko with a Shvuah, you got to return it to Madai. We're out of Shvuah not. It can't be Rabbi Kiva, our Mishnah. The Mishnah says, you're right. Eloilam Rab Tarfani. Our Mishnah is Rab Tarfin. Umoyde Rab Tarfin. And really, it's Rav Tarfon. And Rav Tarfon's moida if there's a shvuah. Moida Rav Tarfon, that there you do have to return it to Madai. My time, even though he says Maniach Gzela B'neim, just have a nice day. It's only at a shvuah, but with a shvuah, you got to give it back. My time, with Amakra, La Sheru Lo Yitnenu Be Mashmasa. The pasuk by Shvuah says La Sheru Lo Yitnenu Be Mashmasa. Rabbi Kiva says Afgav Loi Mishtaba Konis. He holds even at a shvuah they made a knas. So that's the machlokes of Kiva Rav Tarfon by Adar Shvuah. With a Shvuah, Rav Tarfon agrees, and that's found in our Mishnah. Great thing, more like this. What?
What does that mean? You can't put it between them.
Can't put it between them, and if you have to go with the money, you have to give it. You have to hand it to the guy. When it comes to a Shvuah, and that's the case of our Mishnah, dafka with a Shvuah, you have to return it to the rightful owner by hand and hand it over to make sure he gets it. That's what you have to do. You can send a shliach also. What?
So you wouldn't be able to put it between them.
Not between them, no. It was of Dafu at a Shua. We're at a Shua. That's Pablo Mishnah. Dafu with a Shua, you have to return it. We're at a Shua. The Bryce that said, the Mishnah that says that you can put it between them, so we're at a Shua. And our Mishnah with a Shua. And Rabbi Kiva holds, if the Mishnah's talking about a Shua, that Mishnah in Bab Metzias, or Rabbi Kiva holds, we're at a Shua, you have to return it. Cholecha v'echa. Rabbi Kiva, I've got a Shtaba Konis. So, I'm going to write, Rabbi Mechti, Hechid the Mishtaba, Loi Sagid, Loi Hoida, Lechari, Lechari, like this. This case, Chayiv Keren Chaimis Vasham, is only, Keren Chaimis is only Chayiv if you're Moida. Right? It's like Halacha, only if you're Moida. Okay? The guy's Moida usually wants to be Yosef Shemaim. He wants to make it good. So Rav Tarfon Mechti, Hechid the Meshtaba, when he makes a Shua, Loi Sagid Loi Hoida. You have to be Moida. So if that's the case, my area of a Nishba, Afilu B'loi Shua Nami. Even if that's the case, even without a Shua also, you should have to give it back. The time of the price. The moider of tarfen ba'im l'shnayim gazalti. He goes to two people. Say, I stole from echad mekem mana. Any day ezem mekem. Nois l'zem mana l'zem mana. Yes, even if tarfen agrees, you have to get each one. Shekvar hoida b'yatzman. Because he was moider. As balat ishmayim. And even though bezna can't be mechayiv you because the halacha is mniach afneim out of shvuah. But if you're moider, so then the halacha is that you're not going to be yaitzu out that. And I, you're going to ask me, so just get that clear before I tell you the Tosis Kasha. So basically what we're saying is, we're asking Rav Tarfon, if it's saying the case of Shvuah, so you don't need a Shvuah. Because the case of Shvuah is always a case of Moida. By Moida, Rav Tarfon always agrees you have to return it to the rightful owner directly. You can't be Menich B'nev, because you don't get a Kapara out that. So now it's back Shver, how come I should say that Dafka with a Shvuah? It's not true. If you're Moida already, you don't need Dafka Shvuah. If we're out of Shvuah, you would have to pay directly to Madai. Frank Teisvis, we had a story before, Maisa B'chassid Echad, he came to Rav Tarfon, he bought it from one or two people, Rav Tarfon said, no, M'nech M'nech. L'chayra, the problem is, that chassid of sure wanted to be Yotz D'Shemayim, so L'chayra, how could you say M'nech M'nech? And for Teisvis, in the second Torah, he said, I feel lots of D'Shemayim, in chayav Rav Tarfon, el b'gezel, av b'kadoin u'mekach nat. B'kadoin u'mekach nat. Mekach nat, that's not the halach. Okay. That's the dividends in that and that. Zokti Mar Vayter. So it's Shver now. We're stuck. You know, we'd stop here, but then we can't probably sleep. What's on the Mishnah? What's on the Mishnah? El Amarava. El Amarava. Shani Mastisim. The Kivon. The Yadaman Gazle. So it's like this. The Mishnah is Divrei HaKoil. It's Divrei HaKoil. And the case of Eini Adeya, Sai Shvua, Sai Wa Ada Shvua, the Machlekes of Tarfon and Rav Akiva. that Rabbi Tarfin holds you not mechayiv to give it back, or Rabbi Kiva holds you are mechayiv. It's both by Shua and Shua. Our Mishnah is a different story. Our Mishnah is a different call. Why? It says, Shani Masis, we give the other man Gaza, you know who you stole from, Va'oidilain is being made them, Kim the Efshala Durim and Moina Lamare, Havale Kaman the Omale, you will be Yardacha. That Be'etzem here, since he knows who he stole from, so he could tell the Ganev like this, the Nigzal like this. You know, I stole from you. I have it. Whenever you want, come pick it up. So Hilkoch, Nishba, if he swears, Afikav the Kamala Yuli Biyadcha, Kivin the Baye Kaparo, since he needs a Kaparo, Loy Saga the Mat of the Yadin. Haloyishta, you make a Shua, have a Gabeka Pekadoin, add the Osi Vishakalay until he comes to pick it up. Which means like this, that here, he knows exactly who he stole from, so therefore it could be he's holding up a Kadoin for that person. So therefore, There's no reason why he should bring it back to him. Lekuliyam, even for every kiva, there's no reason. I'm holding it for you. It's yours. I'm holding it for you. He knows who he stole it from. So everyone agrees that since he's moida, it's mezumin to return. It's like a pekadim. But if you make a shvua, so then it's a different story. Why? Because you make a shvua and they need a kapara, and a kapara doesn't work at the matal yadei. So you're right. You could tell the guy, you know, here it is. But you're not going to get your kapara. You don't get a kapara until you give it to him. So therefore, our Mishnah is saying, nishba, you only get a kapara when you return it. Because you need a kapara for your shvua. But as dine bezdin avada, you could just say, I'm holding the bekala for him. Masha Enki, in the case where you don't know who you stole from, there is a serious machlaikis. If you yoytza hashava, putting something between them. Because you can't say, I'm holding a bekala, then I don't know who I'm holding a bekala for. You can't say, it's mezumma for you, because you don't know who it is. There is a machlaikis, or Tav. Tav says, just put it down. He put it down right there, and yoytza with that. And Rabbi Kiva says, no, you're not yoytza with that. That's the machlaikis. But again, here, the case is where you know who it is, so it's a whole different story, because here you could be holding a bekala, and therefore, our Mishnah could be Lekuli Yama, and here it depends, you made a shvu or not. With a shvu, you need a kapara, and therefore you have to actually return it to the guy.